All right, breaking news. French President Emmanuel Macron is finally placing pressure on Trump and telling it like it is. The administration was scrambling after the French president came out and said, listen, Trump, you have repeatedly been weak on Putin, and if you don't set up this meeting with Zelensky and Putin, then you officially have gotten tricked. I would personally argue that Trump has gotten tricked since before he even took office. Putin has been duping him time and time again. But let's just start off with this clip of Stephen Miller reacting to the statements from the French president. And then I want to break down what the president said and how Trump is getting tricked repeatedly.
He's eligible for.
Stephen, the French president has said today that if Putin doesn't have talks with Zelensky, then President Trump will have been, quote, played. Is that true? Is President Trump being played by President Putin at the moment?
Such an absurd question. President Trump has achieved 7 peace deals in 7 months. No president in history has done more to advance the cause of peace. He's been nominated by multiple world leaders for the Nobel Peace Prize. Literally no president, not just in our lifetimes, but that I can think of in American history.
I love how they've entirely just given up on making their lies believable. There is no reality in which Trump has ended 7 wars in 7 months. Not even one war has ended. Israel is still bombing Palestine. Russia is still bombing Ukraine. Wars are still going across the globe. The only reason Trump is being nominated for Nobel Peace Prizes is because he's trying to place tariffs on every country, and leaders want to kiss his ass so they're not being tariffed. Stephen Miller does not engage with the actual question, which is, hey, is Trump being played?
And no world leader anywhere today, anywhere on earth, has done more to advance world peace than President Trump. He's ended the conflict between Israel and Iran. He's ended the conflict between Rwanda and Congo, between India and Pakistan, Azerbaijan. I mean, example after example after example. And obviously, he's working steadfastly to end the killing.
These examples are so terrible. Trump did not end a war between Israel and Iran. They struck each other, and then Trump, at the last minute, lobbed a missile over, did no damage whatsoever, and then claimed victory. We're going to have to bomb them in a few years anyways when Netanyahu inevitably pulls Trump back in. I'm just saying it's going to happen. Stephen Miller is a professional at not answering the question, spewing propaganda, and he knows that Trump is being tricked. Now, some people would argue that Trump is willingly going along with Putin's goals. Some people can argue that. I wouldn't argue against it. I'm of the opinion that Trump is desperate to end the war for his own narcissistic means, but he's naive enough to think that Vladimir Putin is actually his friend. That's why Trump is always using this language, like, look what Vladimir and I went through. We went through the hoax together. Trump is so narcissistic. And to quote Vlad Wexler, he gets a source of narcissistic supply from Vladimir Putin. He thinks that Putin and Kim Jong-un and other dictators are his friend and will end these wars just for him. But Trump is becoming increasingly frustrated because Putin is tricking him. There have been 3 to 4 times where Trump and Putin have a conversation, and the very same day, Putin launches the largest drone strike against Ukraine. It's a big FU. They do it as an FU on purpose to Donald Trump to say, you can't stop me. Alexander Vindman points out that after Trump and Putin met, and Trump began saying that he's going to end mail-in voting because Putin claimed it was rigged, Vindman says, this is a perfect example of an effective influence campaign. After a meeting with Putin, where Putin questioned the legitimacy of mail-in ballots, Trump launches a campaign to end mail-in. I don't think many people understand how easy it is to puppeteer Trump. And that's what's happening. Vladimir Putin is using Trump's narcissism to try to goad him along. You can see it in the many clips that went viral. Look at this. You can see in this clip that Trump thinks Vladimir Putin is this narcissistic buddy that he has, and Putin uses that to his advantage. Listen.
I love seeing this country be great again. And Vladimir said just a little while ago, he said, I've never seen anybody do so much so fast. He said, your country is like hot as a pistol. And a year ago, he thought it was dead. Everybody thought it was dead.
Putin was quoting Trump's campaign slogans back at Trump in a closed-door meeting in order to manipulate him. He's being straight-up played. Here's another clip of Trump being played.
Oh, Vladimir Putin said something, one of the most interesting things. He said your election was rigged because you have mail-in voting. He said mail-in voting every election. He said no country has mail-in voting. It's impossible to have mail-in voting and have honest elections.
This, okay, everything he's saying is a lie, by the way. He's quoting Vladimir effing Putin, but that's how easy it is to manipulate Trump. That's why Macron had to say Putin will have played Trump if he doesn't meet with Zelensky. I'm not going to lie, I kind of wish Western leaders and European leaders were a bit tougher on Trump, rhetorically, just rhetorically. Trump plays his actual tariffs as an asshole to every country surrounding us, including our next-door neighbors, Canada and Mexico. He's been a huge asshole to them. And European leaders still tiptoe around because they're scared of him throwing a temper tantrum. He already is throwing a temper tantrum. Use hard language and metaphorically smack him upside the head and say, listen, Trump, Putin is playing you like a fool. Putin is literally manipulating you and using your narcissism against you. How do you not see this? He keeps bombing Ukraine over and over. Use Macron, like, be like Macron and use your platform to set an ultimatum. Say, if you do not get this done by this date, you are weak. Politico reads, Putin will have played Trump if he doesn't meet with Zelensky, according to Macron. U.S. President Donald Trump has given a Monday deadline for Russia to agree to the talks with Ukraine, but every other deadline Trump has set has meant nothing. He gave a deadline with the Alaska meeting and said if there's not a ceasefire, there will be, quote, very severe consequences. Guess what? There were not severe consequences. Pressure is mounting on Russian President Vladimir Putin to agree to bilateral talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, with French President Emmanuel Macron weighing in on Friday. If it doesn't happen by Monday, the deadline set by President Trump, it means that once again, President Putin played President Trump, Macron said. Thank you for just calling it out as it is. Then Stephen Miller was asked another question, even beyond the Russia question, which we will return to. He was then asked about the CDC. I thought this clip was worth playing.
And we are working hard. And more importantly, Secretary Kennedy, one of the world's foremost voices, advocates, and experts on public health, is working hard to restore the credibility and the integrity of CDC as a scientific organization committed to the scientific method and getting to the root causes of the public health epidemic in this country.
You know, that is Stephen Miller claiming that they are trying to restore the credibility of the CDC. I'd like to show you a clip that happened just yesterday. A major walkout took place at this same CDC, not because they're restoring credibility, but because top experts in basically every field of the CDC are coming out and saying, not metaphorically coming out, like literally they're walking out and saying the Trump administration does not respect science. They don't respect the health guidelines that we've spent decades building up. I agree with this. If the administration is not going to respect our scientists, our experts, the people who help guide our country, then stop guiding our country. Walk out, slow this administration to a halt until we can restore the integrity of democracy. We need to fight fire with fire, as Governor Gavin Newsom says, as Governor J.B. Pritzker says, of the great state of Illinois. We will continue to make videos. If you appreciate the videos, drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you all in the next one.